Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Richeau, hanging out in the Kia Studios Tuesday night with you. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, our next guest has got a big event coming up this Sunday, June 4th, at Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's Big Tigger's Beltline Bike Fest, charity bike ride, give back, family health festival. 100 predetermined kids from APS will receive free bicycles and helmets. It's all part of Mayor Andre Dickens' Year of the Youth. And Big Tigger joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Big Tigger, what's going on, buddy? How you doing, man?
How are you? What's happening?
Man, I tell you what, you got a big thing going on. You got all the celebrities coming out with you. How'd you get all these people coming out with you hanging out on Sunday?
I told people that Chuckery was unavailable, and they said...
See again, all the kids that get the bicycles and helmets, they would probably throw them at me if I was there.
I literally, you know, reached out to some people I knew were like-minded, had good intentions and like to get back in the neighborhood here in Atlanta. Some friends reached out to a good guy who I get to work with, not super directly, but we've done some work together. You know, Grady Jarrett from the Falcons. A couple actors and actresses. I mean, Captain America's coming. We got Anthony Mackie from the Marvel Universe coming. We got Q from 112, local Atlanta group. Pinky Cole and her soon-to-be husband, Derek Hayes. The founders of the Slutty Vegan and Big Dave's Cheesesteaks, giants of food industry here in Atlanta. So it's just some people that thought it was a good fit and a good feeling to try to get back to the young kids here in Atlanta.
What was kind of the genesis of this particular event? What kind of motivated or inspired you to do an event like this?
It actually started during COVID. COVID, you know, they weren't supposed to be doing a whole lot of things, interacting with people. I had all this free time on my hands. And one of the things you could only do was, you know, like if you wanted to be outside without a mask, was ride your bike.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of I'd been here in Atlanta, you know, at that point going on 7 years and hadn't really ridden the Beltline, hadn't been on it. I'd, you know, hung out on it, but not just from an exercise standpoint. And I had this whole thing where like, okay, I'd ride the Beltline. I'd also got the Silver Comet. There's a couple other trails I'd ride here just so I could get some, and I kind of refell in love with cycling. Now I'm definitely not wearing the super tight suit and going 100 miles a day or anything like that, but it was a good feeling to be out like on a bicycle, and it kind of, you know, took me back to when I was a young person. And in the midst of all of that, I had an epiphany, like, you know, let that be kind of a cool thing to help get kids back into is cycling, even if it's, you know, not into, you know, I'm going to be, you know, a super cyclist or into, you know, anything like Olympic size or just for the sport of it, just to be able to, you know, exercise, be healthy. And what better feeling was there back in the day than to get a bicycle?
Mm-hmm. Where can people register or donate? Is there a website or what do you got going on with it?
Yes. You can find out more about my foundation, the Big Tigger Foundation, at bigtiggerfoundation.org. The registration for the bike is, I believe, closed. We've reached our limit for year one, which is an amazing accomplishment. I want to thank everybody, all your listeners, all the people in the sound of my voice here in Atlanta and extended for, you know, reaching out to be a part of it. But should you want to donate, we have a lot of other initiatives on the way regarding youth education and youth health, mental health and physical health, fitness. Again, just go to the website. You can choose what you want to give, but all of what you give will be helping some young people live.
Now, I see that there's going to be a live DJ. Do you need me to come out and throw down the ones and twos, or how does this work? I mean, do you need, need help?
I heard you were busy, but if you got time, I will make space, sir.
All right, so what are the Hawks going to do, man? What's going on with the Hawks, man? I mean, obviously, look, this is going to be a huge offseason for them to get this thing on track. New coach, new front office. Obviously, you know, we're trying to see if who's going to be here, who's going to be back. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
It's going to be interesting. From where I sit and where I've been sitting, and I know there's a true desire from the top of the organization on down to at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals again. The goal always is to bring this trophy down Peachtree in a parade. But I don't know what we have a new coach who got some time. Coach Snyder has some chance to feel out what he really has in the building. And then also taking, a look at what's going on in the Eastern Conference versus the Western Conference, lots of head coaching changes. So seeing what the landscape was is definitely going to dictate how we feel, the organization needs to move forward in order to put a winning team, a championship caliber team on the floor, one that's really capable of bringing home a championship. So I don't get called into those meetings, but I just try to make it exciting in the building.
Well, why don't they call you in those meetings? I mean, everything we hear from about Tony Ressler, collaborative, communicative. I mean, all these if words that we're trying to be. Why not bring you in? I mean, listen, bring you in, bring me in, bring Day Day in. I mean, why we got to have more voices in this whole thing, right?
Well, too many cooks is as the saying goes, is also a thing. But listen. They have their own, everyone has their way of doing things. And, if I owned a franchise, I'd want to do it my way and whatever way I feel is the best way to bring a championship to not only my, my business, but to the city that I represent. So I have a complete faith in them that they're, whatever the process is or is going to be is well-intentioned.
Yeah. You know what though? I'd love to see them bring Jaylen Brown home. I'd love to see them find a way to get Jaylen Brown. If the Celtics aren't going to pay him, I'd love to see a trade happen. I'd love to see Jaylen Brown in a Hawks uniform. I'd love to see him 82 nights a year because I think that'd be a real difference maker, one of the best two-way players in the NBA. We need more of those stars, man. We need stars, not just when we get knocked in the head, and see stars. We need more stars on the court every night.
I'm here for anything and everyone who will bring us closer to hoisting that championship. If we're going to bring Jaylen home, that'd be amazing. If not, I don't know if this, you can sit here and theorize and hypothesize and fantasize all we want to. I mean, I'd love to see Ant-Man in a Hawks uniform while we're at it. But at the same time, I think he's a quality two-way player. Again, Atlanta's own. Any homegrown product that is, escaped our region that could help us bring a championship home would be an amazing addition to the organization.
It is Big Tigger's Beltline Bike Fast coming up Sunday, June 4th at Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Charity bike ride, give back, family health festival. 100 predetermined kids from APS are going to receive free bicycle helmets and bicycles. He's going to have Anthony Mackie there, Grady Jarrett, among others. It's all part of Mayor Andre Dickens' Year of the Youth. And tell us again, Big Tigger, where people can go on and get some information about the event.
Thanks for having me again. And, of course, please go to BigTiggerFoundation.org. More information there about the event and your opportunity to donate in whatever way you see fit, whether it be your time or your pockets. But we appreciate it. And all, 100% of it has gone back to helping young people here in Atlanta.
Appreciate you, my man. Appreciate the event you got going on. And listen, good luck to you and enjoy the weekend.
Absolutely. You too.
You got it. Appreciate it. So there you go. A really cool event coming up on Sunday, June 4th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.